Hi, writers. I'd like to talk to you about reading strategy and using something called PIES. PIES stands for Persuade, Inform, Entertain, Share an Experience or Feeling. This is helping us with identifying the author's purpose and also with the support needed by the text for you to be able to write about details and information that you're gathering from the reading to put into your writing. So some of the tips for answering authors' purpose and perspective questions are really thinking about why an author wrote a particular passage, understanding the author's tone, which is his or her attitude toward the subject and audience, and also your author's purpose or authorial intent answers options that have certain vocabulary words, such as analyze, compare, depict, acknowledge, supports, criticizes, opposes. So you need to really think about the meanings of these words. For instance, to describe is to trace out or give a pictorial account of, but to explain is to make clear or give a reason for, and of course to analyze is to examine in detail, which we do a lot of in our class. So PIES is just a little acronym for you to remember that you're thinking about persuasion, the ability to inform, entertain, and the sharing of an experience or feeling as it relates to authorial intent. There are several strategies for answering authors' purpose questions. One of them is to look for the keywords that identify the question as an author's purpose question. The second would be to read the passage and make notes. So once you've identified the question, reread the passage. Take some notes in the margins, underline and mark up the text. Also consider the words that the author chooses to use. I know I do when I'm reading your essays. I look at your word choice and the way you're able to use vocabulary to get your point across. That's one way an author conveys meaning. And the author really expects the reader to infer what the meaning is. And then consider the vocabulary and think about, is the author really analyzing something or are they describing it? So use your knowledge of key vocabulary words to eliminate wrong answers and identify the better answer when you get to texts like this and questions like this on the exam. So there are several different strategies while looking at an author's purpose and point of view strategy. One of them is switching. This can help show biases in the text as well as make the reader more aware of the intention of the author. So there are some switches that you will be made aware of. A gender switch, thinking about the piece from a different gender. Theme switch, making up a different story with the opposite theme. Okay, setting switch, tell the story from a different time. Body style switch, change the main character's body. Clothing switches, emotional switches, imagine a story where the characters have a different emotional tone. An ethnic or race switch, language switch, the use of accents and vocabulary. That actually can be quite fun if you reread a passage with a different accent or a different way of reading it. I have a British Siri on my phone and I enjoy listening to him sometimes. A relationship or organization switch. If the main characters are friends, change them to family members. Or what about if they were enemies? Alternate text, very important, represents a different perspective than the one the reader is reading. So opposing texts, opposing viewpoints. And a character perspective is very helpful to keep in mind. And that's where the reader examines the motives of different characters and thinks about the facts of the story to see how they fit together. So take a look at that, PIES, again, as the reading strategy when you're reading a text and writing and thinking about authorial intent.